Okay, welcome back to Chapter 10 of the Plain English Study Guide for the FCC Amateur Radio Technician Class License. I am Richard Clem, W0IS, the author of that book, which you can find on Amazon. And you can find out more information about the book and this course at my website, W0IS.com. Here in Chapter 10, we're going to cover some safety precautions, because there are some safety issues that you keep in mind as an amateur. Two things that you have to worry about is one, you're falling off the roof when putting up an antenna. That would be a bad thing to happen. And getting electrocuted, that would be a bad thing to happen. Why is electric shock bad? Well, you already know that it's bad, but for the test, you have to know that current flowing through the body is a hazard because it can heat tissue, it disrupts the electrical functions of cells, and can cause involuntary muscle contractions. So you have to know that for the test of why is it bad to stick your finger into an electric outlet. Because it can heat tissue, disrupt the electrical function of cells, and cause involuntary muscle contractions. That's why it's bad. But take our word for it, it's bad. What should you do to avoid electric shock? A couple steps that are covered on the test. Number one is use some common sense. But the ones that are mentioned is use 3 wire cords and plugs for all AC powered equipment. Connect all AC powered equipment to a common safety ground. The green wire and electric plug needs to be hooked to ground. Use circuits that are protected by a GFI, a ground fault interrupter. Those are some of the safety pointers that are covered in the test. You have to watch out for power supplies because big old power supplies, even if it's turned off and unplugged, there are capacitors in there that store an electric charge. Even after you unplug that high voltage power supply, those capacitors might still have enough charge in them to do you harm. When measuring high voltages with a voltmeter, it's important to make sure that the insulation on the probes and wires can handle that much voltage. That kind of makes sense. Make sure you have good insulation. If you ever build stuff that's powered by 120 volts, make sure that you have a fuse or circuit breaker in series with the hot connector. Lightning is something that you have to watch out for. Lightning protection is bad because if your antenna gets struck by lightning, it could cause a fire. When the cable running into your station from the antenna, you should install lightning protectors and ground them to a common plate, which is in turn connected to an external ground. The correct way to ground a tower is to use a separate 8-foot ground rod for each tower leg, bonded to the tower and each other. That's just some trivia about grounding that you need to know. Obviously when you put up that big tower, you want to do a lot of research, but just remember, you want to make sure you have it properly grounded. Ground wires should be short and direct. Sharp bends should be avoided because if you have a sharp bend on the ground wire coming down from your antenna, the lightning might not want to turn that sharp corner. You need to have kind of gentle bends in the wire. If you have more than one ground rod, they should be bonded together with heavy wire. Grounding requirements are specifically governed by local electrical codes. When you're working off the ground, be careful that you don't fall down. You might fall down and hurt yourself. You always be aware of power lines. Why? Because contact with the power line could prove fatal. When you're out there working on your tower, wear a hard hat and safety glasses. When climbing a tower, always wear a climbing harness and safety glasses. Never climb without a helper or observer. At minimum, you want them to, you're climbing there. Yeah, at least they can run in and call 911 for you. Never climb a crank-up tower unless it's all the way down. What do you use to lift a tower or antenna into position? You use something called a gin pole. When putting up a tower, look for overhead electric wires. A rule of thumb is you shouldn't put it up unless if it falls down, it'll be at least 10 feet away from power lines. There's one question about guy wires. You need to know that the safety wire through a turnbuckle is to prevent it from loosening from vibration. So why do you have a turnbuckle? Why do you have a wire going through the turnbuckle to keep it from unturning? That's on the test. Also, another safety hazard you want to watch out for is RF radiation. You need to know that radio frequency radiation, the signals coming off your antenna, it's a form of non-ionizing radiation, which is different from radioactivity. So, your neighbors learn that you're sending out radiation. Say, well, but it's very different from radioactivity. Remember, it's really the same as light waves. The difference is that RF radiation does not have sufficient energy to cause genetic damage. But there might be some health effects, and there are rules governing RF exposure. The main factors about exposure to radio frequency are the frequency and power, the distance from the antenna, and the radiation pattern of the antenna. So if you have a lot of power, you have to be more careful. If you're close to the antenna, you have to be more careful. If the antenna is pointing right at you, you have to be more careful. The human body absorbs some frequencies more than others. So that's why the frequencies will matter. Another important factor about RF safety is the duty cycle of the transmitter. So if you're operating FM, that means your transmitter is transmitting 100% of the time, 100% power. And that means it's twice as much exposure as if it's only transmitting 50% of the time. So single sideband, for example, is not transmitting when there's no voice coming out. So there's a lower duty cycle, and yet you don't have to be as careful as you would with the same amount of FM power. In some circumstances, you have to do an RF exposure evaluation of your station. On VHF, if you're under 50 watts, you don't have to worry about that. But if you're transmitting more than 50 watts, then you have to do a RF exposure evaluation, which can be done in three ways. It can be done, and this is on the test. It can be done by calculation based on FCC OET Bulletin 65, or it can be done by calculation based on computer modeling, or it can be done by measurement of field strength using calibrated equipment. Those are the different ways you can do that RF survey evaluation. One of the questions asks, which frequency is the lowest value for maximum permissible exposure limit? The correct answer is 50 megahertz. So those are some of the safety questions. You want to take safety seriously. You always want to be thinking of safety because electricity and heights are the things that can cause a problem. So you always want to watch out for those. But those specific safety topics are on the list.